Well, I guess my most memorable English language learning experience is studying abroad, because my first year was my exchange program, and there's no Chinese or anyone who can speak Chinese at all, so that I was forced to learn to speak more fluent English and stuff like that, and I have to force to read English, and that was tough, but I get through it, and it's fun because the people in the States are nice, and yeah, I guess so.
Looking back at that experience, had you stayed in Hong Kong and not gone to the US, do you think you still might have been able to have a similar learning experience if you refused to use Chinese and then just use English?
No, never, never, ever. Because it's kind of more natural to speak in your mother tongue instead of some foreign language. Plus, I can't speak fluent English before I go to U.S., so, yeah.
So what was the tipping point for you when you realized that you had mastered English?
When you dream about English, you speak in English, then you know that's kind of a tipping point.
And so you must have done a lot of reading in English. What's perhaps one of your more memorable English language reading experiences?
Well, I think reading newspaper in the States. I read Seattle Times in the States, and well, the words are tough for me, but by then I have a host family that helped me go through all that tough time, so I think I managed pretty well.
Okay. And now your major is geography.
Mm-hmm.
So there must have been a lot of new terms which you had to learn. So how did you overcome this difficulty?
Well, because I'm interested in this major, so I kind of just remember that. I think it's not that hard.
Okay, just before we finish, one final question. Day-to-day life in the U.S. So you said that everything was in English, so maybe you had to go to the supermarket, you need to see the doctor, or you need to read street signs or instructions, immigration forms. So what was that like when one day you suddenly realized, oh, there's no Chinese version?
But basically in the States, especially in the big cities, they provide Chinese versions. So that's not a big problem. But if there's one time there's no Chinese version, I think I do pretty well because I can understand most of the words. If I just can't understand, then I ask. In the study abroad experience, I actually have more courage to ask others. Yeah.